The Roadmap to Become a Blogger by Yaro Starak and Gideon Shalwick. Read by Gideon Shalwick. Why it's critical that you read this report from beginning to end. Welcome from Yaro Starak. Hi everyone, this is Yaro Starak from entrepreneursjourney.com blog. I'm very excited by what Gideon and I have for you inside this report. This is not just another free report that explains how to start blogging, although we will certainly help you with that if you don't already have a blog. I asked Gideon to talk about something that he specifically knows a lot about, and it's something that is so critical for success online today that I believe you need to pay extra attention to what he has to say. However, let's not jump ahead. Let me take you a step back and explain how this report came into existence and why you need to listen to us in the first place. I make a lot of money blogging. You may already know me, but just in case you don't, let me briefly introduce myself. I'm a professional blogger. I've been making a living online since the year 2000, but it wasn't until 2004 that I began the journey to where I am today and really ramped up my income. Before I became a blogger, I was doing okay, making a salary level income of around $30,000 to $50,000 a year, doing all kinds of things online, including eBay selling, running a proofreading business, and managing a content website. But I was all over the place and did not really have a passion for what I was doing to make money. In 2004, I started a blog, and since then, I've gone on to create an entire business based just on blogging, and to put it bluntly, it has changed my life. Here's what blogging has done for me. Today, what I used to earn in a year, I now earn in a month. I make around $30,000 per month, with my best month topping $80,000. And that income is derived purely from my blogging business. I'm presently typing this on a train from Amsterdam to Paris. I'm traveling Europe, exploring various cities and having a great time. Before Europe, I spent some time in Canada and the USA, and I've been away from home for 6 months with several more months to go. During my time overseas, my income has increased because I can run my blog from anywhere in the world as long as I have an internet connection and my laptop. I purchased my first house, a three-bedroom townhouse in Brisbane, Australia, and I purchased a new car paying $25,000 cash, no loan required, all before I was 28 years old. I made the money to buy these life assets thanks to my success online. I've established myself as an expert in my field, just thanks to a successful blog. As a result of this, I've met many other successful people, including other experts, famous authors and multimillionaires, and been invited to speak at events. This one is really important. People choose to buy my products because of the reputation I have thanks to my blog. This is a huge competitive advantage, and one of the big reasons I make so much more money than most people make online. And let's not forget, I love what I do, which means I actually want to do it. I'm excited each day to turn on my computer and work on my projects, which unfortunately is something that is rare for most people who work in a job. I help people like you to make money. Part of the reason I've been successful is because I help others become successful too. I explain what has worked for me, detail everything I did in a step-by-step formula that my members and subscribers follow and benefit from. I don't offer miracles, but I know that there is money to be made following in my footsteps because many of my current and previous members and subscribers are earning thousands online already. Obviously, you don't become successful just talking about your success unless you actually show people how to do it. So I'm particularly proud when I hear a story from someone else who studied my advice, implemented my techniques, and got a result. It's by helping others that I can also help myself. Gideon Shalwick uses video to make an impression on me. Gideon Shalwick is my partner in the creation of this report, but he deserves most of the credit. He's been working hard to get it ready for you. I just wrote the introduction. Gideon and I met when he came up to me at an internet marketing workshop in Brisbane and asked if I'd like to be featured in one of his interviews with an expert. I said yes, and then was surprised and a little worried when Gideon asked if I would come up to his apartment to record the interview. Gideon was doing interviews a bit differently to all the previous interviews I had done. He was a professional. He had video recording equipment a green screen, and special microphones for recording our voices. It was like he was running his own movie production studio. BecomeAblogger.com is launched. After I saw the results of the interview, I knew Gideon had talent. From then on, we kept in touch until one day I asked if he wanted to be involved in a new project idea I had called BecomeAblogger.com, a series of free videos to teach the very basics of how to set up a blog. I was apprehensive at first about whether Gideon had the presentation skills to teach absolute beginners, but it turned out I had nothing to worry about. He was better at it than I was. Gideon is one of the best presenters I know of when it comes to clearly laying out how to do something online, using video as a training tool. You can see evidence of this in the BecomeAblogger.com videos. The roadmap to become a blogger. After the release of the 10 free BecomeAblogger.com videos, we were blown away by the response. The site has quickly choked up more than 60,000 views, and hundreds of people have nice shiny new blogs set up thanks to following our guide. However, there's only so far 10 free videos can take you, so we wanted to do more. Hence, the roadmap report you're now reading was created. We decided to write this roadmap to complement the 10 free videos already available, so you'd have something that paints the big picture, so you know where to go after getting your blog set up. Gideon introduces the X factor. Blogging today is not the same as it was 4 years ago when I started. As Gideon and I laid out the plans for this roadmap, we realized it wasn't enough to just talk about the usual elements of a successful blog. We needed to cover something that has become more critical now than it's ever been before. The problem is that most bloggers who try to make a living from it fail. When you look closely at the blogs that do succeed, you start to see patterns. There are certain elements that make some blogs stand out from the crowd, and it's these elements we wanted to talk about inside this report. The X factor is the term Gideon came up with to describe what makes successful blogs different, and it's by making use of X factor techniques on your blog that you can succeed too. What you're about to learn is a roadmap to become a successful blogger. Gideon will explain to you the core basic structure of a blog and then reveal to you how to apply the X factor so your blog stands out from the crowd. An invitation to a premium service. I asked Gideon if he wanted to take my experience and materials about how to make a successful and profitable blog and translate the content into more training videos designed for people who like to follow visual steps to get things done. He agreed and has been hard at work planning and recording a whole series of new videos. He already has plans for nearly 50 new videos. At the end of this report, you'll receive an invitation to join myself and Gideon in what we've called Become a Blogger Premium, the next series of training videos produced by Gideon designed to take your blog from a standing start to a popular, profitable, and industry-leading blog. Gideon will take you through the entire process and visually show you how to implement my successful blogging formula and his X Factor techniques. If you can see yourself following the steps in 2 to 3 new videos per week and you liked what Gideon offered in the 10 introductory BecomeAblogger.com videos, you'll definitely like Become a Blogger Premium. Now I hand you over to Gideon, who will take you through our roadmap to become a blogger. How meeting a strange-looking man with long curly hair changed the way I looked at blogging forever. Hi, this is Gideon Shelwick, and thanks so much for downloading and reading this roadmap, and thanks to Yara for his introduction. When I first started blogging, I really didn't have a clue about what I was doing. I just thought that blogging was a nice way to express myself online and get others to see it. But boy, was I wrong. After blogging for a while and studying how blogs were changing the internet, I realized that I could use blogs to drive traffic to my other sites. At the time, I'd just written a book and I was selling it through one of my websites, and naturally, I wanted to get more traffic and more sales for my book, as any author dreams of doing. Little did I know about the amazing power of blogging and the powerful effects it can have on your business, service, or whatever you're trying to achieve online. Above all, I discovered that blogging was a great tool for getting attention. And in my opinion, getting attention meant getting traffic. And getting traffic also meant getting money, or at least the potential for getting money. Or if you're not into money, with traffic you can yield power and influence opinions, a significant advantage if you happen to be in politics. It wasn't long until I met Yaro Starak, who was the first person to teach me the real secrets behind blogging successfully. And since then, we've worked together on a number of different projects related to the blogging world. Yaro and I joined forces to create 10 free videos that show you step-by-step how to set up and optimize a blog using easy-to-understand video training, and becomeablogger.com was born. As it stands now, the free videos have had more than 60,000 views since we created them, and every single day, people new to blogging watch the videos and go on to set up their very first blog, which is something I take great satisfaction knowing that I help them to become a blogger. How I stumbled upon the X factor for blogging success and how it shattered any preconceived ideas we had about what it takes to build a great blog. It's pretty clear that blogging is no longer something new. There are so many blogs online today and so many resources to help bloggers build great blogs that you no longer have to figure everything out for yourself like in the old days. Yet, despite the wealth of helpful resources and support services, most blogs fail to gain traction and are abandoned. I wanted to figure out exactly what it was that the very small percentage of successful blogs had that the majority did not. I wanted to find this magic ingredient. While doing my research, I noticed that there were, generally speaking, two kinds of blogs, which I call 1. Old school blogs and 2. New school blogs. This will make a lot more sense to you as you get closer to the end of this report. Trust me. Many old school blogs found it very difficult to keep pulling consistent traffic, while most new school blogs managed to attract traffic effortlessly and almost magically. While old school blogs could still work, your chances of success using a new school blog is increased by a very large factor. At first, I thought that we should charge money for telling people about my findings. However, we are so excited about my discovery and we feel it's so important for your blogging success that we decided to share it with you inside this report. We decided to call this missing ingredient the X factor, using the letter X because it implies a mysterious something that no one else really knows about, and the word factor because by using the strategies we'll be teaching you later on, you could boost your blogging results by a very large factor indeed. But before I can explain what the X factor is, and before it will have any chance of working on your blog, it's important that you first understand how successful blogs are built. You need to know the foundations of a great blog. Follow my roadmap to success. What you're about to read is a roadmap to become a blogger, hence the title of this report, where I break down the key milestones that every blogger must go through before his or her blog has any chance of taking off. Once you have a deeper understanding of the roadmap, you'll be able to apply the X factor strategies much more intelligently and increase your probability of success by leaps and bounds. The X factor strategies will be of particular relevance for those of you who currently have a blog that is having trouble building traffic. However, I recommend you do not skip ahead. Read through the milestones first to make sure you have the foundations correct, then learn about the X factor. Here's what you're about to learn. First, the next section will show you in detail what the roadmap to become a blogger is and how it can help you become successful as a blogger. Following that, I'll reveal what the X factor is and show you some very interesting examples of how the X factor has been used successfully by others. And finally, I'll show you how to combine the concepts from the roadmap and the X factor to put your blogging efforts on steroids. Let's go. How the roadmap works. There are 5 key milestones you'll need to reach in your quest for becoming a successful blogger. Together, these milestones function as a roadmap to show you what exactly to do, and also sometimes what not to do. Just as in climbing a mountain, each of the milestones build on each other. So, to be able to get to the top, or in our case, a successful blog, you need to complete each milestone one after the other before moving on to the next one. If you look at the diagram in the report, you'll see a graphical representation of the roadmap to become a blogger. As you can see from the diagram, there are 5 milestones and 2 decision points, the yellow diamond-shaped boxes, each of which will be explained further below. The 5 milestones are: Milestone number 1, discover your passion. Milestone number 2, discover the need. Milestone number 3, discover your market. Milestone number 4, focus your efforts. Milestone number 5, start making money. Let's now have a look at each of these stages in more detail. Tip: at the end of each milestone, I've included a simple action plan to help you implement what you've learned. Be sure to take action for best results. Milestone number 1, discover your passion. I'm sure you would have been told many times over that if you want to become successful, you need to be really passionate about what you're doing. But could simply following your passion help you become a successful blogger? Believe it or not, there is some hard evidence that proves that this is not only possible, but that it happens every day to people just like you and me. Ask any successful entrepreneur about what they do, and you'll see a sparkle in their eyes reflecting the passion they have for their business. Well, it's exactly the same for blogging. It's really important that your motivation comes from a place deep inside of you, a place where you keep those secret ideals for what you really want to do with your life. And these are the things that you're truly passionate about. The major problem here is that most people don't know what they want to do with their lives or what they're truly passionate about. The thing is, so many of us have been conditioned into a certain way of thinking during our schooling years. And if you're lucky, after a while, you realize that you've simply followed the crowd and do what everyone else is doing or telling you what to do. The fact is, about 3% of the world's population controls 90% of the world's resources. This means that the crowd does not always know what is best. And to be able to excel in anything, you really need to do something that's different. You need to do something that stands out from the crowd. And your best chance of doing this is to do something that you're passionate about. So let's look at some really quick ways of how to rediscover what you're truly passionate about. Let's call it self-search. It's a bit like research, but instead of looking for stuff outside of yourself, you want to uncover what's on the inside of your inner self. Please note that this is not meant to be a personal development session, so I'll keep things brief. To help you understand and uncover what you're truly passionate about, you can ask yourself these questions. I recommend you write all the answers down. It will make this exercise a whole lot more useful. 1. What are the 50 things in life you most enjoy doing? Don't stop until you have at least 50 things listed. 2. What do people say that you're naturally good at? That is, what do people tend to give you compliments on without you even expecting it? 3. What things do you normally excel in without it seeming to be much effort at all? 4. What things, when you do them, you totally lose track of time, and before you know it, a few hours have gone past without you even realizing it? 5. What topics can you talk to someone else about for hours on end without getting tired or bored of it? 6. What kind of topics do you like researching or finding out more about without being forced to do it? 7. What do you think your natural talents are? 8. What topic do you think you could write about every day, knowing that there will be no reward? These are but a few questions to help you get started, and that's all you should see them as, a starting point. Finding out what you're truly passionate about could sometimes take a few weeks, months, or even years. What I've found so far for myself is that it's an ongoing process, and as time goes by, I try to hone in further and further into the things that I'm naturally good at or enjoy doing. There are many books that can help you with this. One such book is What Color Is Your Parachute? By Richard Nelson Bowles. I read it a few years ago, and it was a great starting point. So let's assume now that you've discovered what kind of things you naturally love doing, your area of interest. That means you've reached the first milestone. But this is only the beginning. Next, you have a very crucial milestone at hand. Miss this one, and you'll be doomed to failure for your blog. Action plan for milestone number 1. 1. Buy yourself a nice hardcover journal for taking notes for all your blogging research. 2. Write down your answers to all the questions inside this section to help you find your passion. 3. Ask your friends and family what they think you're naturally good at. 4. Get a copy of What Color Is Your Parachute? 5. Read What Color Is Your Parachute and implement what you've learned there. Milestone number 2. Discover the need. Have you ever thought that traditional marketing methods might not work in our current technology-driven day and age? Contrary to accepted beliefs on market research, I strongly believe that getting to know what the market wants is a lot simpler than most people think. Here's how. The first thing you need to figure out is where you can provide the most value in your area of interest, the area that you've uncovered as part of the first milestone. And it just so happens that you'll be able to provide the highest level of value by solving other people's needs, wants, problems, and frustrations. In fact, this is the secret to why most successful products and services on the market today have become so successful. The entrepreneurs behind the ideas realized that there was a problem that no one else was solving. They then went ahead and created a solution for it and gave it to everyone else who was searching for that solution, and in the process, made a fortune. For example, look at Henry Ford, one of the richest men ever to walk this earth. He realized that people wanted to have an affordable way of travel. So what did he do? He pioneered the mass production industry and created a giant car production company. Because the cars were mass-produced, Henry Ford could buy raw materials and labor in bulk at deep discounts and could pass those savings on to the average Joe Blog on the street. They loved him for it, and the evidence is shown in how successful the Ford Motor Company has become. Similarly, if you can find a specific need, want, problem, or frustration in your area of interest that no one else is addressing, you may just have a winner. But there's at least one catch. You have to make sure that enough people are complaining about the same thing. That is, you need to make sure that the market you want to target is large enough and capable of providing you with sufficient traffic to your blog. The more people who are complaining about their particular need, want, problem, or frustration, the bigger the opportunity. So, how do you find these, shall I say, exploitable opportunities? Some of the best inventions in the world were discovered by people who immersed themselves in a specific field, worked in it for a while, and then figured out all the ins and outs about that industry. Before long, they'd stumble upon some gaps in that industry, normally in the form of problems that do not have solutions, and then make a business out of providing a solution to that problem. This technique makes a lot of sense, because the better you know the industry that you're targeting, the better you can spot needs, wants, problems, and frustrations, and then provide solutions that actually fix those exact real-world problems. Today, it's a lot easier to very quickly get a feel for the industry that you're interested in. All you have to do is hang out in the internet forums, get to know real people there, and simply observe what issues these people are having. This is a lot easier than you might think at first. To find forums in your area of interest, you can simply perform a search at google.com for the keywords related to your area of interest, followed by the word forum. For example, say you love everything about baking cookies. The search terms you could use would be something like baking forum. Performing a search like this will bring up multiple results for forums related to that particular topic area. Then all you have to do is select the ones that seem most applicable to your situation. Once you've identified a forum that suits your area of interest most accurately, get actively involved. That is, read the posts, respond to people's questions, ask questions, make yourself known, and build your own profile there. Over time, you'll grow in your knowledge about your area of interest, and before long, you'll have a very good grasp on what kind of opportunities exist in that industry. A focused approach could work very well here. So instead of trying to do this with 10 or 20 different forums, select a handful of popular forums and focus all your energies on them. Maybe even just one popular forum is enough. Blogs are good research tools too. You can also do a search on www.technoratty.com for blogs dealing with your area of interest. Searching for other blogs on Technoratty is a particularly useful technique for finding out what kind of competition is out there, and it could aid you greatly in forming your own ideas of what you could be blogging about in the near future. A neat way to keep track of all your research is to create a table that lists all the main blogs focused on your area of interest, along with all the issues that they're blogging about already. Doing this will provide you with a map of all the issues and opportunities in your industry at a glance. Don't forget that you can also use offline methods. For example, you could get involved in special interest and hobby groups related to your area of interest and simply talk to people about the problems and issues they're having. The point is that you get involved in your area of interest and find out what other people are complaining about in that area. The more people complain, the bigger the opportunity. Over time, you'll naturally start spotting opportunities in your area of interest, especially if you constantly search for them, keeping your eyes wide open. The aim of all this is to come up with a specific topic area that you would like to blog about. And by following this process, you'll come up with a number of different topic ideas that you could see yourself blogging about. Tip: as you go about this process, make sure you keep a tidy record of all your ideas. Perhaps write them all down in a hardcover journal so you can keep all your ideas together in one place, easy to find later on again. The next challenge is to figure out which single topic to focus on. And this leads you to the next milestone. Action plan for milestone number 2. 1. Find at least 3 forums on the internet related to your area of interest. 2. Get involved. Make at least 1 comment inside each forum per day. 3. Start making a list of all the needs, wants, problems, and frustrations that you notice people are having in your area of interest. 4. Create your own research table and keep track of all the issues that you've identified and all the blogs that are already covering those areas. Remember that just because there's another blog that covers the topic that you've identified as a potential topic to blog about yourself, it doesn't mean that you can no longer target that same area. If the market is big enough, there will be space for multiple blogs in that area, especially if you can do a better job at it than anybody else. The X factor can help you become a leader in a competitive niche. Milestone number 3. Test your market. At the beginning of your blogging career, you'll most likely be very excited about your topic area, and you'll probably find it very easy to create fantastic content for your blog on a consistent basis. But after a few months, if you're not getting any traffic, or you lose interest in your topic area for whatever reason, what do you think might happen next? That's right, most people give up. So what steps could you possibly take to prevent you from getting into this situation? Here it is. Instead of just creating one blog for one topic area and putting all your eggs into one basket, so to speak, the answer is to diversify, as they call it in the investment circles. Diversifying simply means that you spread your risk over a number of different options so that if one of your projects or stocks for property investment crashes, you still have the other ones to rely on. It's the same for blogging. You can diversify your options, especially when you're not certain what topic to focus on at the start. So to do this, you need to select the 3 topic areas that you're most interested in and see the most potential for, and create a separate blog for each one of those topics. Of course, you may be able to create more than 3 blogs, but it depends on how much time you have and whether it's more than one person working on the project. But 3 should be manageable for one person. I know this because many of the successful bloggers we've worked with started out with 3 blogs as a market test. Using the free videos from www.becomeablogger.com, you could easily create all 3 test blogs in a matter of 1 week, or even in 1 day. Next, all you need to do is start creating useful and powerful content on each of the 3 blogs and start driving traffic to them. If you read Yaro Starock's free report, The Blog Profit's Blueprint, he explains in detail how you can create what he calls pillar content, and once you have enough content, how to use multiple online and offline communication channels to start driving initial traffic to your blogs. Tip: make no mistake, you'll need to put in a significant effort before you'll start seeing results. But if you're blogging about something that you're truly passionate about, the content creation part of it at least should be fun and relatively straightforward for you. Once you start driving some traffic to your test blogs, you'll quickly see which ones get most of the attention. And by quickly, I mean within the first 3 months, if you put in a consistent effort of posting something to your blog at least once every 2 days. Using this information, you'll easily be able to decide which of your blogs you'd like to keep and which ones to get rid of. If, however, after 3 months, you're not sure of your results, you can do one of 2 things. 1. Keep going for another 3 months to see if a clearer picture emerges about which blog to pursue. Or 2. go back to master number 2 and reassess the topic areas that you're blogging about. If you go back to milestone number 2 and realize that there's something wrong with your topic selection, be swift in getting rid of the bad ones and start testing new ones. Over time, you will become more versed in your niche, spot opportunities easier, and start making connections with other bloggers and other contacts on forums on the internet. All this will come in handy once you get established with your main blog project. If, on the other hand, after 3 months, you realize that there's a clear winner out of your chosen tests, you're ready to move on to the next most important phase of your blogging career. The next milestone will probably be the hardest milestone to reach, but if you can pull it off, the benefits could be very significant indeed. Let's find out exactly what you'll need to do next. Action plan for milestone number 3. 1. Decide on the 3 topics you'd like to blog about. 2. Create a separate blog for each topic using the free videos on www.becomeablogger.com. 3. Use Yaro's pillar content concept to help you create powerful content for your 3 test blogs. 4. Start driving traffic to your blog using Yaro's Blog Profits Blueprint. You can get a free copy at www.blogmastermind.com. Milestone number 4. Focus your efforts. What do you think the number one reason is why most bloggers, or anybody else for that matter, fail? Many possible reasons abound, but one of them stands out from all others. Lack of focus. At least, this is my view, and also a number of very prominent internet marketers like Rich Heffron and Eben Pagan. So, in the context of becoming a successful blogger, how does one go about getting this kind of focus that would put you in the best position for success? Here's the answer. If you were successful in uncovering a blog topic that showed some initial promise during the previous milestone, the next thing to do is to get rid of the blogs that were underperforming and focus all your energies on the one blog that you think has the most potential. During this phase, your most important tasks will become 1. Creating extraordinary content, 2. Generating traffic, and 3. Building a following, in that order. At this stage, it's important to realize that you need to create considerable value first before you're ready to move on to the next milestone. This is the make or break point for many newbie bloggers. The ones who never make it often try to get something from their blogging activities even before they've delivered value. You can't withdraw money from a bank account that you have never built up any savings in. You need to look at this exercise as an investment. The more time you can put into creating exceptional value, high-quality free content, the higher your chances of long-term success when you start promoting your blog later on. Tip: if you really want to make your mark in your niche, you first need to focus on giving, and giving in a big way, before you can expect anything else, be it backlinks, traffic, or money. Start building your email newsletter, your list. The real key to Yaro's online success and how he makes big money as a super affiliate earning commissions selling other people's products is because he uses his blog to create an email newsletter, otherwise known as an email list. I recommend you also use your blog to start creating your own email list. To do this, the first thing you need is an email autoresponder service such as AWeber to send the email messages and collect people's details. A great way to build your list is to create an email course or free report where you give away premium content related to your blog topic. This roadmap report is a good example of that. A simple 7-part series email course could do the trick as well, or something similar. Yaro's entrepreneursjourney.com is a good example of how to include a sign-up box known as an opt-in form to build a list from your blog. Notice the strategic positioning of Yaro's newsletter box on his blog at www.entrepreneurs-journey.com. Building your list becomes critical to your success later on, since it will become the main medium you use to communicate with your followers about special product and affiliate promotions. So the sooner you start building your list, the better. If you can manage to pull off milestone number 4, you'll be well on your way to running a successful blog. But one more thing remains. How do you actually make money from your blog? This much-talked-about topic is covered in the 5th and final milestone next. Action plan for milestone number 4. 1. Select the winner from your 3 test blogs. 2. Start creating massive value by adding high-quality content to your blog over at least a 6-month period. 3. Follow the tips inside Yaro's Blog Profits Blueprint to build multiple channels of traffic to your blog. 4. Start building an email list from your blog by using an autoresponder service such as aweber.com. Milestone number 5. Start making money. Making money from blogging is a topic of wide discussion on the internet. Some people sell silver bullets that will apparently help you make millions from just blogging. But is this really possible? And is it even realistic to think that you could maybe make a living from blogging? Let's see. After all your hard work, creating great content and following all the steps to build traffic from multiple communication channels and marketing your blog, it's time to start focusing your attention on how to turn a profit from your blog. There are multiple ways of making money using your blog, some of which include Google AdSense, advertising space, promoting affiliate products, and a whole raft of other methods. For more detailed information on monetization strategies, please read Yaro's Blog Profits Blueprint. He covers the specific money-making programs in that document, so I won't repeat them here. To optimize your blog earning ability, you can create a feedback loop to the previous milestone, where you constantly work on better quality and more elaborate content, more traffic, and expanding your following using something like email list marketing. More on this later. Note that the money-making milestone only comes right after the end of the roadmap. I hope you can see why this is the case. Some people try to monetize their blogs way too early in the process and run the risk of getting distracted and also getting discouraged if no money comes in initially. Think about it. It's an axiom, or self-evident truth, that money flows from lower value things to higher value things. The more valuable you can make your blog by adding valuable free content first, the better chance you have of getting a stream of money flowing towards you naturally. YaroEntrepreneursJourney.com is an excellent example of this. For 6 months, he just kept on creating powerful content for his blog almost every single day before he started showing any rewards for his efforts. He now makes around $40,000 a month just from his blogging efforts, but it all started with him providing a lot of free and valuable content up front. Most other successful bloggers we know have a similar story to tell. It's possible to go into a lot more depth about monetization strategies now, but Yaro's Blog Profits Blueprint already provides a thorough analysis. I'm here to teach you the X Factor techniques, not repeat what Yaro has already published. At this stage, it's important for you to know that there are several ways for monetizing your blog, but none of them will work if you try and skip the other milestone steps. Making money from a blog is a foregone conclusion when you get everything else right. It simply becomes a process of testing. When you have a hungry audience, you just have to show them different things to eat to discover what they will purchase. Now you know the key milestones. That's it for the milestones. As you can tell, each of the milestones build on each other, and there really are no shortcuts. But even if you manage to reach all the milestones, this may not be enough anymore. The internet landscape has changed significantly over the last 5 years, and what worked back then may not serve you very well in the future at all. That's why you need to listen to the second part of this report. Action plan for milestone number 5. 1. Select one monetization strategy for your blog. 2. Learn everything you can about this one monetization strategy. 3. Implement this one monetization strategy on your blog. 4. Once your first strategy is successful, move on to the next monetization strategy for your blog. 5. Keep going through this process until you have multiple streams of income from your blogging activities. Okay, let me see if I can read your mind. You're probably thinking right now, sure, I've seen all this before, and there's nothing really new about this roadmap process. And then you'll ask, so what? And granted, that's a good question. So what if you follow all the steps and reach all of the above milestones? Will it really guarantee your success as a blogger? Well, maybe and maybe not. You see, the above process I've just explained is a process that's worked pretty well up to this point in time. And in fact, there are many bloggers out there who would, in some shape or form, agree with most of what's been said already. But there is one massive ingredient that is missing to this whole traditional approach. You see, the issue with blogging at the moment is that we're literally at the peak of the number of new blogs being created every day. It's around 2 new blogs every 3 seconds. That's 7.4 million blogs in the last 120 days. You can check out the statistics on www.technoradi.com if you doubt this. So, how do these crazy statistics impact you? What this means for you is that the market for new bloggers is pretty much starting to get saturated. And this means that for most of the niches out there, and potentially your area of interest, the stuff you're passionate about, there'll be an army of daily new bloggers that you'll need to compete with. Gone are the days of targeting a small niche, writing up some mediocre content, and making a living from it. There are simply too many players with superior writing skills and superior free content who've entered the blogging market already. Therefore, for you to succeed as a blogger, you'll need to do something extra. Something that not many bloggers are doing at the moment, either because they are not aware of its power or because they simply don't know how to do it. This also means there's a huge opportunity here for you, but only if you know how to take advantage of it. And that's exactly what I'll talk about next. Finally, the X factor revealed. To put it simply, the X factor is a strategic implementation of multimedia blogging to augment your existing blog content and as a result, increased circulation thanks to social media distribution. But what does this mean? Will this definition actually be able to help you become successful as a blogger? You bet. And I have lots of proof coming up too. But first, let's have a closer look at the definition for the X factor. Let's start with the two core concepts behind the X factor, multimedia blogging and social media distribution. Multimedia blogging is what happens when you take the normal method of communication with blogs, that is text, and supplement it with multimedia content such as images, audio, online video, and other interactive online technologies. And social media distribution, on the other hand, is the emergence of a totally new way of getting your message across to other people online. Wikipedia defines social media as primarily internet-based tools for sharing and discussing information among human beings. The term most often refers to activities that integrate technology, social interaction, and the construction of words, pictures, videos, and audio. This interaction and the manner in which information is presented depends on the varied perspectives and building of shared meaning among communities as people share their stories and experiences. Now that's a mouthful. All this means is that there are some really neat online communication tools being created at the moment, and with blogging, you'll be in the best possible situation to take advantage of them. While multimedia has been around for a while, and social media has been the focus of the internet for the last 2 years, no one has really brought these two things together in a simple-to-follow system, showing people exactly how to create multimedia content and then to leverage that new content with social media tools. If done correctly, this would inevitably lead to much greater results for your blogging efforts. Soon, I'll tell you exactly how you can get more detailed information on the how-to of all this. But first, let's look at some examples so that you can get a clearer picture of what all this means. An amazing display of the X factor in action. If you visit www.geekbrief.tv, a very popular daily technology report, there are a few very interesting things to notice there. Firstly, notice that most of the content is presented as online video. Now, of course, this is just an example of what's possible. So it certainly does not mean that most or all of your content must be video and audio. But this will give you some ideas with what you can do with your own blog. Next, notice how they're using various social media tools to help create buzz and get the word out about their show. For example, if you click on any of the posts, you'll notice that people can write comments and have a discussion about that particular show. This is a very simple form of social media, the comments function. All blogs have this function built into them in any case, so that's not new. Now have a look at all the icons over at the top right-hand corner. people can subscribe to the videos using a number of different methods. In this case, iTunes, Miro, FreeZone, and RSS. So, not just the normal RSS feed you'd get with a normal text-based blog. What these different options do is give people the opportunity to consume your content in multiple different ways. No longer do they only use a web browser and perhaps an RSS feed reader to consume your content. Now people can subscribe to your multimedia streams, like audio and video, and use the above services to access your content instantly and consume it whenever and wherever they want. And that's not all. On top of all this, Kelly Lewis, the presenter of the show, also has a Twitter account where she writes daily updates about her show and lets people know when the next show is ready. Now, Twitter is similar to blogging, except that you can only write a couple of lines of text at a time. It's often called microblogging. Kelly Lewis currently has over 20,000 people subscribed to her Twitter account. And every time she writes a Twitter message of a few words with a link to her latest show, about 20,000 people will get instant notification that her next show is available and as a result drive a lot of traffic to her site. And all this takes place at the click of a button. Additionally, Kelly Lewis also makes use of an amazing online video streaming service called Ustream.tv, where she often has live online video broadcasts about special topics for her subscribers. Using Ustream.tv is not only a great way of fostering very close relationships with your audience, but it can also give you that extra exposure that will set you apart from the rest of the bloggers out there. There are lots more social media things going on in the background on GeekBrief.tv, but I think you can see how Kelly Lewis and her team are certainly doing something extra to get the kind of attention they're getting, which is very significant indeed. Now let's take a look at an example that all you budding movie stars will like. How a new way of using the X Factor turned a penniless actor into an internet superstar. Here's a great blog that makes use of both multimedia and social media. It's by an actor-artist who for a very long time could hardly make ends meet with his artistic efforts. A few years back, he taught himself how to use the internet to help distribute his shows about people's pets. Over time, he built up an online audience, and only recently, he ran his very first live show with a theater full of his own hardcore online followers. His blog can be found at www.cutewithchris.com. Let's have a look at some of the multimedia and social media elements that Chris uses on his site. First, notice how often he uses images on his blog. These are just simple images of people and their pets that he gets from his subscribers. Next, also notice the frequent use of videos on his site. These two aspects alone already sets him apart from many other bloggers who only use text on their blogs. When you use images and video, it totally changes the way that people view and interact with your blog. It makes your blog come to life. Finally, Chris also makes use of some pretty neat social media tools to help him distribute his content. If you look on the right-hand column of his website, you'll notice that he uses a number of different options for people to absorb his content. For example, you can sign up using iTunes, MySpace, or even YouTube. Once again, there are probably a whole range of other social media tools that Chris might be using to get extra attention and hence traffic to his blog. But you're probably wondering how Chris is making money from his site. Well, for starters, he actively promotes his live shows, and he also sells t-shirts branded with his own logo straight from his blog. At the time of writing this report, Chris's program was closed for any new t-shirt sales because he ran out of stock. I guess it shows that he's making some money after all. There are probably other ways that Chris is monetizing his blog, but the point to take home here is that by doing something out of the ordinary and leveraging it with social media, Chris has managed to create attention and traffic to his blog and as a result has carved himself a very nice little niche for what he's doing. Now, after looking at these two examples, can you see why multimedia combined with social media is so powerful? The multimedia part helps you create content that's different from most other blogs, and the social media part helps you leverage your content in alternative ways different from the traditional sources of getting traffic. Of course, the older traffic generation methods still work, but why not really boost your exposure by making use of multimedia content combined with social media distribution? It's a no-brainer. But who cares whether you're using these tools or not? The whole reason for getting into the X-factor strategies is because you want to be different. You want to stand out from the crowd. As in any industry, at the beginning, while competition is low, it's easier to make waves and get attention. But as the industry grows, it becomes harder to do that, and you need to start doing something extra above and beyond what everyone else is doing. By using multimedia combined with social media, you have all the tools you'll ever need for massive worldwide exposure. All of this at your fingertips. And that's powerful. Let's move on. What's all this stuff got to do with the roadmap in any case? The thing about multimedia blogging and social media is that it will positively impact every single stage of the roadmap we've looked at in the first part of this report. You can look at the X factor as an overarching set of blanket strategies that will boost all areas of your blogging activities. If you have another look at the roadmap diagram, you'll notice the dotted line around the perimeter of the roadmap. This represents the X factor strategies and shows that it affects the roadmap at all stages. Inside the next section, I'll let you in on some fantastic X factor strategies for each of the milestones that can take your blogging efforts to a whole new level. And the best part is that implementing the X factor strategies is easy and fun to do. Finally, some hardcore X factor strategies to implement on your blog immediately. Now I'll show you some very practical X factor strategies that you can start using on your blog right from the word go. The neat thing about these strategies is that you don't have to wait until the end of the roadmap before using them. You can start using some of these strategies as early as the first milestone. Let's get into it. X factor strategies for milestone number one. Starting with the first milestone, finding your passion. What better way is there than to interact with other like-minded people from all over the world in your search for things that you might find exciting and interesting? It's often when you interact with others that you come up with some of your best ideas. Doing this on the internet is now more possible than ever before. X factor strategy number one. Use Skype to hook up with people from all over the world. If you don't know what Skype is, it's basically a technology that lets you talk to anyone in the world for as long as you want, and the best part, it's free, just as many of these social media tools are. To get your own free Skype application, simply visit www.skype.com. Once you have your Skype installed into your computer, it becomes really easy to talk to anyone in the world for free, as long as they also have Skype installed on their computer. Alternatively, you can use Skype Out, Skype's phone service where you can actually call landline or normal phones straight from your Skype application at the fraction of what it would cost you with a normal phone. You can look at Skype as a fantastic enabling technology that lets you communicate much more freely and easily with your friends online. Then, as you connect with more friends online, it becomes so easy to call someone up and pick their brains for a few minutes. Millions upon millions of people are already using Skype, so if you don't have it installed on your computer yet, do so now. Here's another dead easy way of making friends online and talking about common areas of interest. X factor strategy number two. Use the group function in Facebook to uncover exploitable niche areas. You can easily join different interest groups on a social networking site like Facebook.com to get a better feel for your area of interest. All you have to do is become a member, it's free, and then search for groups related to the kind of stuff that you're interested in. Once there, you can interact with people of all ages, races, and cultures to get a clearer picture of what you might find an interesting topic to blog about. All of this can help you crystallize your vision for what topics to focus your blog on. Now, I've created a free step-by-step video for this, showing you how to actually implement this strategy with Facebook.com. And I'll send you the link in one of my next emails. Just make sure you stay subscribed and you'll get access to it. X factor strategies for milestone number two. When it comes to researching your topic, there's a whole new set of tools that you can use. And you may already have access to one such tool, but don't realize how powerful it could be. Once again, Google comes to the rescue. X Factor strategy number 3. Use Google's RSS feed reader to keep your finger on the pulse and cut your research time in half. If you think back to video number 9 on becomeablogger.com, you'll remember that I showed you how to set up your own RSS feed reader account with Google. What I neglected to mention was that you can use Google's RSS feed reader to perform a really quick and really powerful research about any topic of your choice. Here's how to do it. Step 1. Search for other blogs related to your area of interest, the niche area you want to blog about, on www.technoraddy.com. Step 2. Sign up to the RSS feeds of the blogs you found in Step 1 using your Google Reader account. Video number 9 on becomeablogger.com shows you exactly how to do this. Step 3. Create a special folder inside your Google Reader account, call it Research, and place all the new RSS feeds from Step 2 inside this folder. You can create a new folder by clicking on the Manage Subscriptions link on the bottom left-hand corner of the Google Reader interface. Step 4. Every day, scan the new entries to all the feeds inside your research folder and get a feel for the latest hot topics, or simply just to get your head around what's going on in your chosen industry. When you use this method, you'll simply be amazed at how quickly you can go through a truckload of information and as a result, be much better prepared for making a good topic selection for your blog. X Factor strategy number 4. Use these two super search engines to find truckloads of information about your area of interest. Using Google.com for finding stuff on the internet is one thing, but I bet you didn't know about the features these two other search engines have that Google does not. There are some great search engines around, specifically designed for easy market research. The first one I'll mention is Mahalo.com. Believe it or not, it's a human-based search engine. What this means is that the search results are driven by other people looking for similar stuff. Search engines like Google.com, in contrast, uses complicated algorithms to provide you with the most relevant search results. What's great about Mahalo.com is that it clusters specific kinds of information together for you. For example, if you do a search for the term blogging, you'll get results under categories such as fast facts, quotes, how-to tips, and a whole range of other categories. Using Mahalo.com for digging deeper into your area of interest could help you tremendously in clarifying what you should be blogging about. It takes a little bit of time to get used to it, but once you have the hang of it, it's extremely valuable. The second search engine I'll mention is Clusty.com. This is known as a meta search engine and is a truly remarkable technology. It basically aggregates results from a whole bunch of different search engines and then allows you to dig much deeper into the subcategory of your choice. For example, if I perform a search for the keyword blogging again, it'll come up with a bunch of category results including things like bloggers, marketing, resources, make money, and a host of other categories. If you then click on the make money category, it'll show you all the websites and blogs that relate to the keywords blogging and make money. This is powerful and can provide you with cutting-edge research results faster than you can say, Google. Special thanks to Juho Tankilo, a dear friend and thought leader in the Web 2.0 technologies, for the above two search engine tips. To find out more about Juho and what he gets up to, please visit his blog at www.juhotunkelo.com. X Factor strategies for milestone number 3. There's a really fast and easy way to test your ideas for your new blog topic. This is one of my favorite strategies, but I have to warn you, this strategy could be highly addictive and you'll really need to watch the time you spend on it. You'll see what I mean once you get into it. X Factor strategy number 5. Use Seismic.com to get instant feedback on your blog topics. Instead of going through the process of setting up your blog first, then creating content, and then trying to get traffic to your site to see if your topic has a good chance of getting traction, you could just use seismic.com for immediate initial feedback. I still recommend you go through the process of setting up your test blogs, but you can use seismic.com very effectively to get an initial feel for whether people might be interested in your chosen blog topic before you even create your blogs. Here's how to do it. Step 1. Sign up for your free account at www.seismic.com. You'll need a webcam and a microphone for this to work. Step 2. Start making friends on seismic.com by watching and responding to people's videos there. Step 3. Ask people their opinion about your blog topics. Step 4. Get immediate video feedback from real people all over the world. This has got to be one of the most fantastic services around, not just for research, but also for making friends around the globe really quick. Here's what I did a while ago when I could not decide whether I should buy myself a Mac computer or not. I signed into my Seismic account at www.seismic.com, then created a quick 30-second video asking the question whether I should get a Mac or not, and then created a title called "Are You a Mac or a PC Person?" Seriously, it took me 30 seconds to create the video and submit it to seismic.com. Within just 1 hour, I had 38 different video responses from people all over the world giving me expert advice on my research question. I even got a previous employee from Apple to respond, and she gave me better advice than I could get going to my local Apple dealer here in Brisbane, Australia, where I live. This was by far the most helpful research I did on the topic of whether I should get a Mac computer or not. In the same way, you could easily go into seismic.com, make some friends there, and then start asking questions about your topics of interest. You could even just hang out there and listen to what people are talking about, and by listening, you'll be able to pick up very quickly on what all the different issues are within your chosen niche. X Factor Strategies for Milestone Number 4. Creating out-of-the-ordinary multimedia content and then leveraging it with social media is now easier than ever. You already know that multimedia consists of images, audio, online video, and perhaps other interactive technologies on your blog. The trick now is to utilize these tools to create content that will set you apart from the rest of the bloggers on the blogosphere. Here are a few examples of what you could do. X Factor Strategy Number 6. Record interviews with experts in your niche using free software. To create audio content for your blog, why not approach the experts in your niche and interview them? You can do this for free by using software like Skype at www.skype.com to make the call with, PowerGrammo Skype recording software at www.powergrammo.com, and Audacity audio editing software to edit your recordings and put the final finishing touches on it. Once your audio is produced, simply upload your audio to a service like Libsyn.com, who will host all your audio files and submit them to some of the world's most prominent podcasting directories. Libsyn.com is not free, but the costs are really low compared to what you get out of it. X Factor Strategy Number 7. Use Blog Talk Radio to get access to an instant worldwide audience. If you're a bit technology shy, you could use a service like www.blogtalkradio.com to help you interview people from all over the world and then publish the streaming audio on your own blog. All you need is a phone, a computer, an internet connection, and of course, your voice. It doesn't get any easier than this. To make it even easier for you, I've created another free step-by-step video showing you how to sign up to blogtalkradio.com and create your first broadcast. So just stay subscribed and you'll get access very soon. X Factor Strategy Number 8. Create professional-looking online video for your blog. To create online video for your blog, all you need at a minimum is a webcam, a microphone, a computer, an internet connection, and some video editing software to be able to create some very interesting video content. Once you've created your videos, you can simply upload them to YouTube or any of the dozens of free video sharing websites, grab the embed code they provide you, and display the videos on your own blog. To get free step-by-step video creation instructions, just go to getyourvideoonline.com, where it provides you with 6 free videos on how to record, edit, and upload your videos to the internet, and then publish them on your blog. X Factor strategy number 9. Create buzz using two crazy cool new technologies. Once you've created some eye-popping multimedia content for your blog, it's important to somehow get as many eyeballs onto your pages as possible. One really neat way is to sign up for an amazing new service. Actually, this service is probably a bit old by now, but if you haven't been following the social media movement, this may still be very new to you. It's called microblogging. It's just like blogging, but instead of writing up long articles for each post, you're only allowed a limited number of characters. One such service is Twitter.com, the exact same service that Callie Lewis used in our above-mentioned example. At first, you might be wondering why on earth you'd want to only type a few characters at a time, letting people know what you're up to during the day. But as you start using it, you'll realize the incredible power that Twitter.com can yield. To get a better oversight of what Twitter.com is about, they've created a very easy-to-understand video of why people Twitter and how you can use it too. To watch the video, simply click on the Watch a Video button at the top right-hand corner of the Twitter.com website. Once you've created an account, you can start posting micro-posts throughout the day. But more importantly, from time to time, you can also post links to the latest posts on your blog. Then, whenever someone gets your Twitter post, they can just click on the link you provided, which will then take them straight to the blog post that you link to. Another amazing and more recent service is where you can do exactly the same as with Twitter.com, except that instead of using text, you use videos. It's called 12seconds.tv. With Twitter.com, you only get to use 140 characters per post, whereas with 12seconds.tv, you only get 12 seconds to record your message. You only need a webcam and a microphone to be able to use it, and no editing or any other software is required. It all gets done through your internet browser. 12seconds.tv is not quite as effective as Twitter.com yet, but who knows, there may just be the next YouTube.com for the microblogging niche. So, it may be a good idea to start using it and build a following before everyone else jumps on the bandwagon. Using tools such as Twitter.com and 12seconds.tv can help you create tremendous amounts of buzz for your blog. The trick is to start using these services, get a following by interacting with people there, and build traffic to your blog, 140 characters and 12 seconds at a time. X Factor strategy number 10. Submit your online videos to multiple free video sharing websites with the click of a button. Another amazing traffic generation strategy is to use a service like TubeMogul.com to upload your videos to all the major video sharing websites with the click of a button. This means you create your video once, it gets automatically submitted to multiple video sharing sites, and all you have to do is sit back and watch some traffic come to your site. TubeMogul.com is currently a free service, and I've been getting some really amazing results in the search engines for specific keywords that I've targeted. If you're looking for a slightly different set of features, you can also use a service like HeySpread.com. It's not a free service, but you only have to pay per video submission, and the costs are very reasonable. The only problem with the above two services is that they have their own limitations, and for some things could be quite labor-intensive, like signing up for all the free video sharing sites and submitting your videos to social networking sites. So I'll mention one more service, which I haven't actually used yet, but which has a very good reputation in the internet marketing circles. It's called Trafficizer, and it's the cream of the crop when it comes to video submission services. It's a little bit more expensive, but from what I've heard, it can really help you drive a lot of traffic to your website. They have a 30-day trial where you can try out their software for free and see if it's something you want to get into. You can sign up for free at www.trafficizer.com. X Factor strategies for milestone number 5. Finally, you could combine your newfound multimedia content creation abilities with a host of money-earning opportunities that social networking sites have to offer. X Factor strategy number 11. Get paid for being interesting or funny using free video sharing services. Many of the free video sharing sites now have a profit sharing program where you get paid whenever people click on the ads that appear inside your videos. All you have to do is create great videos, make sure you get some good traffic to your videos, and you virtually have a license to print money, well, in principle anyway. Popular services that do this already include YouTube.com, Blip.tv, MetaCafe.com, and River.com. There are a few others as well, but the above four are the most popular ones and therefore a great place to start. The trick here is to once again provide content that is considered high value by your target market. The more valuable your content, the greater chance that people will pass it on to their friends, thus creating a viral effect for your videos and pushing up the number of views on your videos. As a result, you'll get paid more. X Factor strategy number 12. Automatically charge people by the minute by just chatting on Skype. You can now charge people for talking to you over Skype. Just recently, Skype introduced a special service where you can select whether you want to charge someone per minute when they're asking you for advice over a Skype conversation. It's really simple to set up. All you have to do is activate the Skype Prime service and press on the right button to start charging by the minute. Money will then get paid straight into your PayPal account. Just imagine this simple scenario. Create traffic pulling content for your blog. Make sure you've embedded your Skype link on your blog. People call you up for per minute charge consultancies and you make money. And of course, all this is totally free to set up. To find out more about this service, go to www.skype.com/allfeatures/Skype Prime. X Factor strategy number 13. Use overlay.tv to sell affiliate products like crazy. I've saved this one to last since it's my favorite. It's no secret that many bloggers out there make a significant portion of their income from affiliate commissions. That is, they sell other people's stuff and get a percentage for each sale. Probably the most well-known place to find digital products to promote is from clickbank.com. And it's the easiest place to sink your teeth into affiliate marketing if you're new to the process. But there's a really fantastic and creative way to make your affiliate sales from your blog even more effective. It's by using an amazing service called Overlay.tv. Basically, what it allows you to do is select any video of your choice from a range of free video sharing websites, like YouTube.com for example, and then overlay your own text and links over the video. For example, say you find a great product on ClickBank.com that teaches people how to improve their golf swing. You could then go to YouTube.com and search for one of the most popular golfing videos, program it into Overlay.tv with your own affiliate links inside it, and embed the final overlaid video onto your own blog. Then, whenever people visit your blog and watch the video, they'll be able to click on the links that you added in strategic positions and at appropriate times inside the video. If they then proceed to make a sale, you'll be credited with the appropriate commissions for the ClickBank product you're promoting. The great thing about this strategy is that you can sell affiliate products with hardly any effort. Grabbing the most popular videos from free video sharing websites like YouTube means that those videos are already tested. You know that people will enjoy watching the videos since they've already been proven popular on YouTube. Then, adding the affiliate links in clever places while the video plays offers a non-threatening way for your blog visitors to click on the links and make the purchase. Oh, and the best thing of all, you don't even have to create any of your own videos. There are literally millions of videos to choose from between all the free video sharing websites. Overlay.tv lists all of the sites that are compatible with their service, so make sure you check it out. Affiliate promotions using ClickBank is not new, but combining it with the powerful features from Overlay.tv will certainly give you that extra X-factor edge. You now have 13 X-factor strategies, but there's more to come yet. The possibilities are really endless when you combine the roadmap and the X-factor strategies to your blogging activities. And I've really only just scratched the surface of all the different things you could do using these modern-day communication tools. It's now up to you to apply the concepts inside this report to your own blogging efforts, and to think about how you can best leverage the value that you have on offer. Okay, we've covered a lot, so let's recap on how everything fits together. Let's put everything into perspective. First, I showed you a general common sense method or roadmap for creating a successful blog. Next, how to find your passion. Then, how to find needs in your area of interest. Then, how to test the market with your top three blog ideas. Then, how to focus in on your most successful blog and create massive value and finally, how to monetize your blog. After laying out the steps of the roadmap, I finally revealed the X factor, an ever-growing list of multimedia and social media strategies to apply to each of the 5 milestones to set you apart from everyone else in your niche. So you probably want to ask, wait a minute, where can I go for help implementing all these strategies? I've now laid out an entire blueprint to help you put your blog on steroids, but I haven't shown you the how-to. There are 2 reasons for that. First, this report would be way too long to read if I had to include step-by-step instructions for everything. And second, learning how to do this kind of stuff from a text report is a little, well, impractical. That's why I'd like to invite you now to take part in a special series of premium Become a Blogger videos that Yaro and I have created, which show you step-by-step how to implement the entire roadmap strategy and much more. Here's what awaits you inside the premium members area. Inside the password-protected members area of becomeablogger.com, you'll find a plethora of extra tools and information that give you everything you need to become a successful blogger. It's called the Become a Blogger Premium Membership. We go into much more detail about how you can create your own multimedia content and then how to use social media to leverage your blogging efforts. Become a Blogger Premium is a step-by-step coaching course which takes you from the beginning and shows you exactly how to implement everything you need to do to build your successful blog, including all of our X-Factor strategies, and there's a lot more than the 13 listed in this report. And the whole course content is delivered via a series of instructional videos that are easy for anyone to digest, understand, and implement. Inside the members area, you'll get access to clever tricks for getting top search engine results for your blog posts, exactly how to get images onto your blog in the right format, size, and shape, easy to follow instructions for getting streaming audio onto your blog, powerful content creation techniques for attracting hordes of new readers to your blog, hold you by the hand tutorials for producing professional quality videos and getting them onto your blog quick and easy without any hassles, simple methods for driving multiple streams of highly qualified traffic, that means buyers, to your blog, step-by-step instructions for making a consistent income from your blog using all the latest social media strategies, and much, much more. As an extra bonus, you'll also get access to 1. The private community forum where you can ask other bloggers and experienced blog coaches any question you might have about blogging, and 2. Regular live teleconferences with Yaro and myself where you can ask us personally about anything to do with blogging. Our goal is to teach you the strategies and tactics to build a successful blog and the skills to execute X-Factor strategies so your blog stands out from the crowd. You can sign up at www.becomeablogger.com/sign-up. Focus only on what matters and what works for you. You don't need to learn how to do everything presented in this report. But if you can master just 1 or 2 powerful multimedia strategies and learn how to circulate your content with social media services, you will be amazed by your results. It's our job to show you what's possible and how to use these tools. It's your job to follow our instructions and discover what works best for you. Yaro and I are big fans of the 80-20 rule. So we're not going to drown you with excess information and focus only on what's important to get you the biggest return for your efforts. If you feel overwhelmed with blogging right now, join our program and follow our steps for immediate results. We only give you 2 or 3 new videos a week that cover the most important things you need to know and do, and that's it. Focus on what matters and ignore the rest. To sign up now, you can visit www.becomeablogger.com/sign-up. If you like what we give away for free, you will love this new coaching course. The Become a Blogger Premium Membership is a combined enterprise between myself and Yaro Starak. Yaro, as you probably already know, is one of the most well-respected blog trainers in the world and an authority on making money from blogs. His own blog is proof that he knows what he's talking about, not to mention the many successful people who have learned from him and built amazing and profitable blogs. Since you've listened to this report to the end, I expect you to like what I teach. I hope you were able to easily follow my presenting style in the free videos at becomeablogger.com too. The premium videos have exactly the same format as the existing videos at becomeablogger.com, so all you have to do is follow the steps and implement each new technique. It's really that easy. If you're ready for more and love learning via video, then our new premium video course is right for you. If you want to take the next step with your blog and truly stand out from the crowd, this course is right for you. We are throwing our energy into producing the best training program we can, and I'm personally focusing my energy on staying on top of the latest trends in multimedia and social media so you don't have to. So to sign up, please visit www.becomeablogger.com/signup. And trust me on this one. We've made the premium videos so affordable, anyone can join. And I really mean anyone. So go take a look now. I hope you now see the amazing potential when you follow the specific and tested roadmap and combine it with the X-Factor strategies to give you that extra edge in the market. From Yaro and myself, thank you for your attention. We'll be in touch with you very soon. P.S. Did you enjoy this report? Why not tell all your friends about it? Simply send them to www.becomeablogger.com/roadmap to get their own copy. They'll thank you for it.